Great to have your company. It's Thursday. It's the 19th day of May. Tomorrow night, the AFL Round 10 gets underway. It gets underway at Marvel Stadium, and I reckon it's a belter, Wisp. I'm looking forward to this game. We've had some good games this year. 4th v 5th, Carlton take on the Sydney Swans at Marvel. Get a pretty good indication of where both these teams are at. Man will have a big say in proceedings. There's been a star in the middle of the ground for the Swans, and it's Callum Mills. He's been good enough to join us. G'day, Cal.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me.
When do you make your way down here to Marvel Stadium? Are you here already, or is it a trip down today?
No, we'll fly down today at about 1, so get down soon.
It's a great challenge, isn't it? This is a Carlton footy club who have re-established themselves, and it's early days yet, but they've got a midfield that's going to challenge you guys. Do you set yourself for Patrick Cripps right now? Is that what we're going to see?
No, I think it might be a collective sort of group effort. He's been on fire, and so have Carlton, to be honest. So we're going to have to be seriously on our game to take it up to these guys. But, I can't wait. Friday night game, a big game against a big club. So really looking forward to it.
No, it's going to be a massive game at Marvel Stadium. Cal, why did it take you so long to get into the midfield? We kept hearing from everybody up there at Sydney that you're a midfielder, recruited as a midfielder, but it took you a long time to get in there. You've established yourself now that you're in there, but why did it take you so long?
No, it was just pretty much what the team needed at the time. We had heaps of midfielders, and the best spot for me at the time to be able to impact the best I could for the team was half back. So I actually really enjoyed my time down there. You know, you learn how to defend, and you learn when mids aren't defending how much it costs you down back. So I've got a real appreciation for the boys back down there still.
And just on that point, do you reckon that is the best way to introduce somebody? We see Campbell playing there at the moment. Do you expect that at some point in time he'll move up into the midfield as well after he gets sort of the grounding?
Yeah, probably. I think it's just, the horse said it to me when I first came into the club. There's no sort of better way to learn or almost do an apprenticeship than down back. You get to appreciate the defensive side of things, and you can get to read the game a bit more with the game in front of you. And there's so many things that I've picked up along the way playing down there that that just makes you, I think, a better football overall.
Is there any chance that Georgie Hewitt might just wander up to you and say, right, let's get at it on Friday night, Cal?
I don't know. No, Georgie's a great man. We love Georgie. He's done a bloody good job for Carlton at the moment, but we'll see what happens.
Explain to us the Josh Kennedy role this year, if you can. He's been such an important part of what you've done in Sydney over a long, long period of time. We've seen him as a sub, we've seen him as a wingman, a halfback, a mid, an inside mid. What's the expectations from Josh this year?
Just to sort of, I guess, play his role, similar to everyone. I think Joey's role sort of changed, chopped and changed over time. And the best thing about Joey is he just takes it in his stride, and he's just happy to play his role, and he's happy to do whatever he can for the team. I think as a midfield group, we foot through the wings a fair bit. And so just to be able to play people in different positions is a bit of a strength for ours, to be able to run through the midfield, spin the wheels, I guess.
Are you a football... do you digest a lot of footy? I mean, do you read the papers, watch the shows, listen to podcasts or anything like that? Or are you just happy to play and then let whatever's unfolded unfold and get ready for the next week?
I'm not a hermit. Like, I know what's going on in the world, but I don't go seeking it. But no, I'm pretty aware of it. If this is a lead into the Parksy question, I'm sure.
You've read the play beautifully. what have you made of all that?
It's obviously, I think it's blown a bit out of proportion in terms of how long it's gone on for. I was a bit shocked by that, but I guess media have got a job to do, and, I just think it's been, blown out a little bit out of proportion.
Was it brought up in from we heard Johnny Longmire yesterday talk about it. He said, I talked about it briefly with Luke, but nothing at all. But from the players' point of view, was it brought up at all?
We just briefly talked about it as a leadership group, but it was just a pretty quick conversation, and that was it, really.
Are they the sort of things that happen regularly on the footy field that we don't necessarily see or hear about, Callum?
Oh, yeah. No, I think that stuff happens a fair bit on the footy field in terms of going at people in terms of if they've done something wrong or, even if it's banter, it happens a lot. But I think the fact that cameras picked it up because it was probably a bit more physical than what it was verbal. And, you know, it happens a bit on the footy film. Yeah. I've definitely been on the end of different sort of sledges and things like that. So,
and I reckon you might have delivered it. I reckon you might have delivered a few at different times too. Are you a bit chatty out there at times?
Sometimes. We were talking about this as well during the week. It's better being a midfielder because you can't necessarily do it as a defender because the next thing you know, the forward kicks a goal on you and you look like an absolute goose. So I sort of try to stay away from it too much because you never know what can happen on the other end.
Well, Gary and I have talked about this many times this week because obviously it's been a big discussion point down here in Melbourne in the media. And, you know, part of playing is, A, there's the physical part of it, but then there's the mental part of it. And any edge that you can try and gain when you play out there is reasonable, I would think, under those circumstances.
No, you're right. I think Hawthorn used to do it to us a fair bit back when they were up and going and things like that. So, you know, certain teams are a bit more lippy than the others, but, you know, it's just part of footy. It happens in every league across every, you know, all Australia. So I think it's just sometimes just a part of it.
Has Paddy McCartan surprised you, Kel?
Not really. He's a bloody gun at football, and I think everyone sort of forget there's a reason why he went number one a few years ago. And I think just the way that he's consistently done it has been incredible for us. It really changes things for us as a team, and, you know, we love just having it, to be honest.
You may see where this question's going to, Cal. If there was, say, hypothetically, a really good high-profile player that was available and maybe thought that he'd like to go to Sydney at some stage, what can you offer somebody up there in Sydney?
Oh, it's a great lifestyle up here, mate. Not many people like footy up here. All know you around the trap. So, no, you know, Dusty's obviously contracted, but, you know, he's a great player and, you know, three Norm Smith, three premierships. He's a bloody handy player, that's for sure.
He'd be a nice addition, that's for sure. Hey, we look forward to seeing you in action on Friday down here at Marvel against the Blues. It's going to be a great contest. Thanks for giving us some time.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Cal.
Callum Mills, Sydney co-captain there, joining us from up there in Sydney Town. I don't think he's going to be overly stressed at any stage of his footy career, Cal. He's just got it all under control right there.
He has. He saw everything coming from a mile off. I actually should have mentioned to him the fact that I think you had him as the number one player, did you not? Did we have a discussion about him about a month ago and you thought that he might have been the first player that you would pick or choose in the competition?
No, I
wouldn't embarrass him by saying that, but
as the best two-way midfielder in the competition. That is someone that can win his own ball and influence results by that. But also, he takes responsibility for an opponent more so than a lot of those great midfielders who just go out and play. And I'm absolutely certain at some stage he'll be with Paddy Cripps tomorrow night.
Yeah, I reckon, though, their plan is, I reckon they start out in a more positive way, Sydney, and then at some stage, if somebody's getting hold of them and then their midfield collective isn't getting the job done, then they may say to him, okay, don't be so extravagant in the way you play. You're going to have to pull back a little bit and then mind this bloke. I think they go out with a more positive frame of mind about how they want to play.
Yeah, they respond and react as it rolls along.